Today, the city of Calgary introduced their new single-use items bylaw. It means some things you have to ask for. So when you go to a restaurant or a drive-thru, you have to ask for the napkins. You have to ask for the little ketchup packages. In other areas, though, it means you have to pay a small fee to get a bag. And so many of you are concerned about what this means for your beloved trip through the drive-thru, what it means for getting your takeout. And as I was looking into this today and trying to figure out what the single-use item bylaw means for us, I came across a fascinating, and I'm being honest because I eat a lot of takeout, a fascinating Calgary company called Earthware that has return for reuse takeout containers. It's growing rapidly. And so I thought, well, let's hear more. Earthware founder John McInnes, thank you for joining our show today.
Thanks, Sarah.
Well, tell us a little bit about Earthware, where the idea came from, and then we'll get into the juicy details.
Sure. The idea for Earthware came from not here. We were, during COVID, we were doing a online session with a company in California, and we had all ordered food to our houses because, of course, we were stuck at home. And the folks in California had all ordered from different places that had reusable takeout containers. And it was just one of those things. I looked at it and I fell in love. I thought, boy, that is a great solution, because I'm that guy that on hiking paths and on beaches that's always picking up garbage and putting it in my pockets. I just hate garbage, and every time I get takeout, I think, God, there's got to be a better way. And we've sort of built and brought a better way here.
I'm not going to lie, we get a lot of takeout, and so part of me thinks, look at me supporting small business, but you do feel a little bit of hurt in your food heart and shame when you see the number of containers you have brought into your home. So I save most of them and try and reuse them, but clearly that doesn't work, because then you end up with 1,000 of them stuffed in your kitchen. So tell me about how Earthware works between you and restaurants and the people getting their takeout.
Yeah, happy to. And it's an amazing number, actually. With the, you were talking about the single-use bylaw, they released today that it's about 2.4 million takeout containers every week get tossed out by Calgarians. So it's just such a massive problem. So the way that we work is we started in April with the bottle depots. So the bottle depots will actually take the containers back and give you money back for them. And that was a real big agreement and advancement of the company, because we were able to add restaurants quickly. We've got about 44 restaurants on now that are using our containers. And the way that works is you get the containers to your house, you order a takeout, or you get them while you're at the restaurant. And then what we ask is, after you've eaten, you can gently rinse them and take them back to a bottle depot for a return. And you get 50 cents for every container, 25 cents for the lid, and 25 cents for the base. And then those come back to us. We wash, sanitize them, and inspect them, and then sell them back to the restaurants again, similar to the way that single-use works. It's just we've added this bubble that we can get them back and eliminate those 2.4 million takeout containers that are getting thrown away.
Now, does this save restaurants money in terms of them not having to buy all of their own recyclable containers, or is it a small acknowledgement that it might cost them some money, but they're saving the planet by the Sarah Crosbys of the world not throwing 37 Thai takeout containers into recycling in the garbage?
Yeah, a little bit of both. So our containers are either comparable or a little bit cheaper than single use. And so the number one thing that we've heard from restaurants and from other food service providers like grocery stores is this is all well and good, but you know, we have to watch our numbers, and so make sure that they're close in price. So in many cases, we're cheaper, and then what happens is they add a small deposit on top, like I said, that you can get back when you take to the bottle depots. And so that's kind of how it works, and it's been really successful, because for most restaurants, we're actually saving the money.
And where do you find the list? So if you want to use a restaurant that's using Earthware, do you go onto their own websites? Do you go on their websites? Are you part of the delivery apps? How do you choose a restaurant that's taking part in the program?
The quickest way to find out about who our providers are and our partners are is to go to our website. It's earthware.me. I'm trying to get .com, but somebody in the UK has it right now, but I'll get it eventually. But earthware.me, and it shows you who all of our providers are, and we're adding new ones all the time.
We're talking to Earthware founder, by the way, John McInnes, and when I was setting this up today, I was told that not only are you in Calgary now, but you're also expanding out to other communities.
Yeah, just last week we added... We added bottle depots in all of the bedroom communities around Calgary, and so Cochrane and Strathmore and Langdon. And so we'll start adding restaurants in Airdrie, and we'll start adding restaurants those there. And then as the year goes on, we're going to move up towards Edmonton, and hopefully by mid-year we'll launch in Edmonton as well.
We just got a text from a listener who said, can you ask your guest about, are they ever going to do anything about the giant pizza boxes? Is that something Earthware could also tackle in the future?
Yeah, we get asked about pizza boxes all the time. Pizza boxes are an interesting, they're an interesting dilemma in that they actually absorb some of the moisture that comes off of pizzas. Mm. And because our boxes, our containers are plastic, they're just a thicker reusable plastic. They may not be perfect without venting for it, but also they're very large. And so we just haven't found the perfect pizza box out there for reusable, but we're always looking. And as soon as we have one, we've got a lot of customers that are really interested in having them. Well, thank your listener for that.
I think your company is really interesting because as we sit, and a lot of us are thinking, the single-use bylaw is going to affect my life. That's true. It's going to affect our life. We also have to save our planet. And so we need to give a little and take a little. And Earthware seems to be a perfect compromise of you can still have your takeout and you can still get your spring rolls. But at the same time, you're not dumping all those containers either into the garbage, into the recycling, and who knows if they're even getting recycled if you've left them dirty, or storing them in your house, which does no one any good.
Yeah, I appreciate that comment. And what's really interesting is the way that these things go back with the deposit return is Alberta actually has one of the best beverage container return systems in the world. Last year, $250 million went back to Albertans for deposit return. So it really does work. And actually, a lot of that money ends up going to charities or to people that are super underserved that can use that money.
Well, I really appreciate your time today. Give the website one more time, and I will, I promise, look for a company that uses your containers very soon. Website one more time.
It's www.earthware.me, and you can find all of our providers there. And thank you very much, Sarah, for your time today.
Thanks so much, John. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.